This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Peace be upon you. Lauren Booth here. Welcome to a brand new series. This is Lauren Booth, British Muslim and ... So every episode I'm going to be bringing you some of my tips and truths about life as a Muslim. So we're going to kick off with that contentious issue. By the way, I'm going to be drinking during this because I've been trying for the last half hour to record something that seems nice and casual. But when you've been a journalist for 20 years, casual looks like, hey, how are you guys? It's really nice to see you. We'll be back in a moment. And it's so sort of, it's very finished and polished, but I can't do casual unless there's food around. So this is a, it's a really nice piece of Turkish bread. Okay. Right, let's get going. This is me being casual. Marriage. So when I came to Islam, I'd just been divorced about 6 months. This was in 2010. I've been Muslim 9 years now. So this is going to be my ninth Ramadan coming up. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So I was wondering, how do you get married? Now, before Islam, obviously I'd been a journalist, I'd been on TV, so I had loads of male friends. In fact, I would say that I'd been a misogynist. What about you? Have you got many friends of your own gender? Or are you addicted to friendships with the opposite gender and all that flirtatiousness? Please don't get me drawn into, we're just friends. Suddenly somebody looks nice, they're great to be around, you love their company. Kind of very similar to a crush. Anyway, that's where I come from. That's been my experience. The number of times before I came to Islam, I got myself into sticky situations with guys who said, hey, I just want to be your friend. Yeah, they really didn't. Anyway, marriage. Are you looking to get married? Are you Muslim? Are you young? Are you old like me? I'm over 50. Just want to get that out there. I'm not embarrassed about my age. I think every single age has a joy factor to it. Tips and truths about marriage. Are you a new Muslim? If you are, I wonder if you haven't heard this. Type yes below if you have. All you need is a pious brother. That's it. Some of the Sahaba, the friends of the Prophet, peace be upon him, they would marry, the woman would marry, and the gift would be just a line of the Quran. You don't need anything else. Don't worry, a believing man for a believing woman. As long as he's got a beard, as long as he's got a long shirt on that goes to the ground, but not to his ankles, mind you, then you're in like Flynn. I'm tired of finding convert sisters sort of given the dregs of our community. A pious man is the very highest in the community. But what we get offered is the guy who's got no money, no character, no deen, no family support, but he knows a line of the Quran. Would you let your child get married to someone like that? You go to your daughter, what you should aspire to as a believer is someone with nothing to offer, no good manners, but knows one line of the Quran. So why do you do that to new Muslims? I've known too many sisters, and sisters, beware, you don't need to marry right away. But marriage is the best form of lifestyle, especially in the deen, when you're not going out and you're not doing all this mingling in the evening and you've got time and you want to commit to your beliefs and you want to commit to a family and a household. It's brilliant, brilliant. Get it wrong, it's death, a living death. So my number one tip, right? First tip, don't rush into marriage. Don't marry any old, you know, he'll do. This one's not married. We don't know who he is, but just marry him. Tip number one. Number two. How about this? Don't ask too much for the maha, right? The maha is a gift that the man gives that's of benefit to the woman. Okay, but it is a gift. It doesn't have to be something like she needs urgently. It's a gift. And it's meant to be weighty enough that it's going to matter if they break up and he has to take it back. And it has to matter that he's got to give it to the woman. Do you see? It's a weighty gift. It's something that binds them together. So it shouldn't be nothing. In fact, I was speaking to Brother Ali Dower, the YouTuber Ali Dower, about a couple of weeks ago about marriage. And he said, sisters, in the West, there's no excuse for less than £3,000. Right? £3,000 is a good barometer. Brother doesn't have it. If he loves you, he's going to work for it. So tip number two is take the maha seriously and get advice on that. Know what it is. It is an embarrassing thing to say. It's like, you know, because we all want to say, hang on, you know what I'm worth? I'm worth a Lamborghini, my friend. But I see that happening all around the Muslim world. And the pious young brothers don't feel they can get married. They're being pushed into extramarital, premarital affairs, zina, right, into sin, because the families of the young girls are saying, we need this Lamborghini and a house, and you need to have, you know, 50 grand in the bank. And the brother's like, well, yeah, I'm going to have to be 40 then. There are certain things that you have a right to ask and to value and to want. That's the looks of the person. Have they got some wealth? In other words, can they look after you? We're not talking a great deal of wealth, but, you know, you're going to be looked after, inshallah. You've got to like the look of them. There's got to be attraction. So many converts, we go into a marriage and we say, fi sabilillah, the deen is enough. There are different factors you're allowed to ask for. And family, good family, really, really important. Heritage, your kids are going to look like this family. Yeah, you better get on with them to a degree, or at least think that some point in the future you can. It's horrible. Believe me, it's horrible if the family rejects you. Tip number three. So I was at a young sister's house the other night, lovely family, Indian heritage living in London. And I said, so, she's 23, you're going to get married then? And she went, I said, oh no, what's happened? I'm really sorry. Have I put my foot in it? She said, and the mum said, yes, yeah, something bad's happened. I said, oh. She said, let me tell you the bad thing. I said, if you're sure. I said, what is it? She said, well, we had a meeting with a boy and his family last year. And it went on, we had about six meetings over a few months, and then it didn't work out, they weren't compatible. I said, that's brilliant, brilliant. Why are you downhearted about that? Because it didn't work out, but that's the process. You're not meant to just take the first one that comes along. It's an interview process. It's the most important interview process of your life, because unlike jobs which will come and go and careers which are changed dozens of times in a lifetime now, the marriage is the thing that is the cement. Believe it. Believe it as someone who's had, you know, divorces. It's painful. It wrecks marriages. You want to get this one right. You do more interviews for university than you do for marriage. Making a mistake. So I said, that's great news. So here's the tip. If you have like a few meetings with a brother and it doesn't work out, it was never meant to be. That's you being saved from awkwardness or much, much worse 2 or 3 years down the line, right? Nothing wrong with it. Nothing bad. Just go your separate ways, leave each other with peace and start again. And truth is this, pray for the best. You know, sometimes we get a bit downhearted and we ask Allah to Allah from the crumbs of the King of Kings tables. So imagine if you go, you're invited into a meeting with a member of a royal family. And when you get there, the king says, now, ask me for anything. Anything at all. What do you want? Ask me and right now I'll give it you. And so we're standing there and we see a cat bowl in the corner and we think, oh, that'd be nice for my, can I have that cat bowl, please? The king would say, are you sure that's all you want? I can give you anything that you see, feel, hear in all of my kingdom. And you go, no, I'm all right, I'm good, thanks, just the cat bowl. First of all, you'd be a bit rude because that's a pointless little thing. You haven't credited the king with what he's able to give. You haven't accepted or acknowledged his generosity to you. My life turned around 6 months ago, by the grace of Allah, when I started really, really praying for someone to be everything. Everything that I wanted. Deen, dunya, studies, ilm, caring, financial, the lot. I said, oh, you know what, Allah Ta'ala, please just give me the best of the lot of it. For me, it might not be the best for you, you know, but the best for me, the one that matches me. And guess what? I got an email from a brother, and it's so far so good. Alhamdulillah. So also, final one, sisters, don't let anybody tell you that over 50 you can't get married. And that there, and don't, sisters of any age, don't let anybody tell you that in the Muslim community there aren't good brothers. They're good brothers, they're waiting for sisters who don't ask for Lamborghinis. Over and out. See you next time. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.